Hello, everybody. Ken Smith here for the Klamath Tribes podcast. Today, we're talking about transportation, specifically the Quail Trail. They have some new buses, they're active, and we are going to talk about that first and foremost with the people behind the scenes who make it all happen, Ron Hugolet and Michelle Carson. I'll let you explain your titles and positions. Michelle, first we'll go with you because you're the leader.
Hi, I'm Michelle Carson. I am the program transit manager, and I have been working for the tribes for almost 17 years.
Wow. Now, you didn't start out in the transportation. You branched out from what department?
I was working in community services as the elder outreach worker.
And Ron, how about your background and title?
My title is the transit program specialist. My background, I worked about 30 years for the Department of Defense and retired and came on into the transit program just because I was looking for a part-time job and worked as a driver for a couple of years, and a position opened up and I decided I'd like to apply for it. So I did and got the position.
How long?
2 years now.
All right. Very good. So this is the full-time staff. You have some bus drivers too, part-time, full-time?
Full-time bus drivers, two of them. And that would be Pat and John.
And the Quail Trail, of course, is a tribal service that is free.
Yes, it is. And it's free of charge to the public. And
don't have to be tribal. You can.
Nope, it's to the public. Everybody gets to ride, and it's for free. And then when you get into Klamath Falls and you want to get onto Basin Transit System, we give you a bus pass, and that is free. So our whole ride, and even in Klamath Falls, would be free of charge, so you can get around the town and do what you need to do and get back.
Do you always have two buses in circulation?
We only have one that does the full day. So it runs Monday through Friday, and we change them out every 5,000 miles for maintenance.
So no weekend service?
No weekend.
What is the hours of operation?
From 5:55 to about 7 o'clock.
And your drivers drive in any conditions. There was snowing the other day pretty heavily. And I said, you're going to cancel the drives today? And you said, no, we can't. People be stranded.
Exactly. Normally, if we have bad weather, if we're going to shut down, we got to know for sure that it's going to be really bad. Our morning bus driver gets in at about 5 o'clock in the morning. And so she gets the buses ready and heads out at 5:55 a.m. And so normally we're on the road when we get told that admin is closed. So we usually will continue the route depending on the snow. We've only shut down once, I think. Oh, my goodness. I think it was just not that long ago. And there was a lot of ice and snow on the road. And we just decided it was probably not the best to drive in.
That's pretty admirable that they drive in all these conditions. And the route is Highway 97 from Chiloquin to Klamath Falls. That's a tough route to drive. So hats off to the drivers. I don't think they get enough kudos for the work they do.
No, and they don't get enough kudos. You know, they're always there. It's a program that runs by itself because of the drivers. They're just outstanding. I couldn't ask for anything better. You know, it's just very easy to manage. It just goes on its own. Sometimes we have problems, but overall, our bus just continues as scheduled, and we get there. We may be a little bit late because of weather or traffic or maybe an accident on the highway, but we're usually always there.
We'll get the quiet guy in the conversation here. Ron, I see you always over there with this new computer software that you're using. What's going on with the latest updates of your computer software?
Actually, I'm the scheduler, and I schedule the Quail Trail and all of our medical transports.
Oh.
And the database that you're talking about is the one I use. And we recently, about 3 weeks ago, started using a new database. And that's pretty much why you see my head in the computer screen trying to figure out what's going on with the new database and getting it to work correctly and trying to make it a smooth transition for our drivers. Because now they're dealing with notebooks instead of pencil writing stuff down. They're actually using the notebook on their routes. And also the same thing with the bus, the Quail. The notebooks are in the Quail now, and the drivers are trying to adapt to it. And it's been a little rough at first, but I think the more we use it, the better off we're going to be. It actually, I think, frees up the driver from doing a lot of pencil work at every stop. All they have to do is push buttons. So hopefully we'll get through this transition and it will be a little bit more automated.
What does the notebook actually do?
The software that we're using is on the notebook, and I have access at my terminal with the drivers, and I can see exactly where they're at on the road. I can see how many passengers that they've boarded, and on the medical transport, it works the same way. I can see where they're at. I can, you know, kind of judge how long they're going to be on the road, and using that software along with going to Google and looking at the road conditions, I can see, you know, you're running into a slow spot. That kind of it just gives us a lot more flexibility with our drivers,
and the ability to have that real time. Highway
exactly.
Conditions is excellent.
Yes.
This is a real breakthrough for you guys for the digital age coming to Quail Trail.
It was kind of scary. We had to do it. Software that we had before increased the usage in 1 year by almost 75%. So we had to go with a new one because obviously you can't afford a 75% hike from 1 year to the next. So we bailed on that company and that we'd had for, oh my gosh, I think it was probably 10, 11, 12 years that we had that software. And yeah, we did different things, but it never changed. And so I kind of did it kicking and screaming. Ron was more for it. And I know the drivers don't want to do it because of the computer, you know, the notebook. But I think overall it's going to work. The nice thing with all of this is we've had funding in the last few years that it was nice. It came from COVID funding through ODOT and FTA. And ODOT is Oregon Department of Transportation. And so our grants are mostly through them. And then we have FTA tribal funds. And so it was very nice that we've had this little bit of money, and one of the grants was to buy and purchase two of the buses. And then we've also had leftover money that we could actually get a new database. So we're kind of moving up in the world a little bit, but we still have a lot more vehicles that we have to buy because our vehicles are well over 100,000 miles, and they're like about 8, 9, 10 years old, if not more. And so we do need to start really purchasing. We do have another grant that we're going to have to purchase an SUV with, which helps us get onto dirt roads for medical transport.
The two new buses are on the road. They were put out there, what, last week?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
This week.
All right, so we're recording this show. Today is March 9th?
8th,
sorry. So March 7th, you put them on the road.
Correct.
How are they doing?
So far, they're doing pretty good. I think I know Pat enjoyed driving it. There's a huge difference. These are 14 passenger buses, and the big Quail Trails were 22 passenger buses. So it's a little smaller for Pat, and I think she liked that. And plus, they're brand new. They're quiet. They're driving down the road smooth. So it's just a lot better.
14 passengers. You can expand two seats, you said, when I went out there with Michelle to look at them. You're also proud of the USB ports that they have for every seat.
Yes, it's awesome that the riders will be able to plug their phones in or work on a computer if they wanted to. If there's a jump seat that takes the place of the wheelchairs, and so that allows for two more seats, and that would be 14. Right now, it's just a 12-passenger. We're going to be installing the two seats, hopefully in the very near future, and then hopefully in the near future, we will be getting the buses wrapped, which means we'll have the Klamath Tribes on them, we'll have logos, we'll have everything on them, and the way I'm looking at them, they're going to look really nice.
So the two new buses are joining a fleet of how many more buses?
Right now, we've parked one of our buses. I think it's going to be five.
So the two new buses doing the heavy load now, all the work, or are they the ones that you're only utilizing?
Right now, yes, because with having 14 passenger buses, you don't have to have a CDL. Our buses aren't big enough or heavy enough, even when they're 22 passengers, that would require a CDL because of weight, but because of the passengers, we have to have a CDL. If it's over 14 passengers, it has to have a CDL. And for getting CDLs, it's not as easy as it used to be. And to have drivers be able to do that, we've decided that it's much easier and also fuel efficient to use the smaller buses. And hopefully, you know, if we get where we're getting too many riders, we will probably end up having to think about maybe adding a route. We don't know. But that's down the road. Hopefully we can plan for that in the next year or two. But right now we just have to get these buses out because our other buses are kind of falling apart.
Well, you got these just in time, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. So our big buses have always been real good buses. But, you know, with big buses come big engines and, you know, they do break down. And overall, I think that we have gotten a lot of use out of them. And we've had breakdowns, but it's very minimal. And actually, the buses look wonderful for being as old as they are. We have a 2014 and a 2015 that pretty much the two new buses that we have replaced those.
Yeah, so I think we're looking at probably keeping one of the 22 passenger buses for the future use, maybe as a backup. But that's pretty much we're still trying to figure out which way to go with the 22 passenger buses.
What's your average ridership each day and week?
Ooh. I would say average 45.
And the bus is ever full, or do you always have open seats?
Yes. There's been times when they'll board 10, 12 people at one stop. The thing is, there's usually always an open seat because you'll be dropping somebody off at the next stop or something, and then somebody else will get on. So, there's been no problems with seating on the 22 passenger buses.
And do we mainly see tribal riders?
We see a lot of tribal riders. We see a lot of elders. And we see a lot of the public.
So it's a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
The lifeline between Chiloquin and Klamath Falls for these people.
Yes. And then just in the last couple of years, we added a stop to Klamoya. So we're also getting people from Klamath Falls that are coming to Chiloquin so that they can go at the casino to eat, to gamble, to do whatever they want. And they've got, they have several hours that they could actually be there and ride the bus. And I think that's just, it's great. You know, we can help the casino to get more people in there. And I think overall we're really helping the community.
Yeah, we're leaving out one important route, and that's every Thursday we do the Beatty route. So we reach out, we try and reach out as far as we can, and we run to Beatty, Sprague River and Beatty into Klamath Falls, and that usually averages about 8 people per trip. So it's just a way to reach out and help some of the really rural community.
And then we have what is literally a lifeline, the emergency vehicle services that you provide to get them pharmaceuticals, medical.
Actually, they're not emergency. They're non-emergency.
But medical service specifically.
Right, and those are a real big part of what we do, besides the quail. On average, we'll do 10, 15 of those a week.
Wow. And what vehicle do you use for that?
We have, right now we have 4 Dodge Caravans that are ADA suited, so we can get a wheelchair in there, a standard wheelchair. We also have 2 Ford Transit vans that have the big lifts, wheelchair lifts in the back. And so those hold about, I think, 6 people.
Yes.
And then we have a couple of like SUVs, like Honda, CRV, and Subarus that we can get out into rural areas and not have to worry about getting stuck. So.
And do these vehicles take them to Medford as well?
Medford, Bend, Portland. We've seen Eugene recently. Lakeview. Anywhere.
Oh, boy, that's a heck of a service. And it's free.
Yes.
What a service to have for the tribal community.
We run it's 4 main grants that are Oregon Department of Transportation that we apply for. And then we also run a Federal Transit Administration grant, and that one is Tribal Transit Formula Funds. Those are funds that are just given to us that we're able to run these transportation programs. With these grants, it has to be all public transportation. So it's open to the public. Anybody can ride. And so we don't have any of the tribal funds to work with. We just run with our ODOT and FTA funds to run our whole program.
So it's open to the general public as well?
Yes, everything is.
Wow, that can get a little overwhelming maybe, huh?
It is, but we do...
It keeps me busy.
Yeah, it keeps Ron very busy. I'm in the background doing grants and, you know, bills and keeping it going. And he actually does all the scheduling and keeps the drivers where they need to be. But it's great. It's actually really great program to look at from behind the scenes because you see how much it's helping the public.
That's why you're so busy over there, because we all work in the same building here, and I always see Ron over there looking stressed and busy, and I didn't realize you were...
That's because I probably booked 2 people, and I'm going, how am I going to get both these people this over here? But it's actually kind of fun, and it's really not that difficult. I enjoy doing it, and, it's a good job. I enjoy it.
I think overall the tribe does an excellent job of getting the tribal members, elders, whoever needs to, they get them where they need to go. And with the medical transport over at Tribal Health and us, I believe that we are the best transportation agency that's getting people to and from. We don't just take them and drop them off and then leave. We actually stay there and wait for the clients or the elders or whoever we're driving. We stay and wait.
That being said, we also assist the elders program at the tribe. We transport, they do weekly lunches for the elders, and we'll transport them to that lunch.
And that's between probably 8 to, I think right now we're getting between 5 to 10 elders that go every Tuesday and Friday. And so on Tuesdays we go to Beatty, and on Fridays we come to Chiloquin and are at the congregate meal site.
Well, they have an elders meeting next week in Beatty. So you have transportation for that?
No, we do the elders program. We assist the elders program. And it usually they'll send us a list of riders that are going to that meal for that particular day. And I'll schedule those people to be picked up. And we'll usually use a bus. Now that we got new buses, that frees up a bus for us to use for that. But before we got these buses, it was kind of hectic trying to figure out how we're going to get all these people to that lunch. So, yeah, the new buses came in right at the right time.
Very good. If somebody needs to get information or schedule a pickup, what's the telephone number they can call?
It's 541-783-2219, and it's extension 134. That's Ron. And my extension is 175. We both take the rides. Normally, if Ron's here, I will pass him the rides and he schedules them. We do ask that if they're scheduling a medical ride, that if they're tribal members or more tribal elders, that they call tribal health first. And if they can't do it, then we schedule it. Our dollars don't go very far. And so we try to do as much as we can to help as many people as we can.
And also, if it's possible, give us at least a week ahead of time if you can, because trying to schedule on the same day when you've already scheduled your drivers is pretty difficult. And just ask that people call as soon as they know they have an appointment.
And for the general bus use, general transportation, you have schedules, hard copies and online?
Yes. Right now we don't have the hard copies that are real nice. We just have photocopies. But we're trying. We've had schedule changes quite a bit. And so
That schedule can be found on the Klamath Tribes webpage.
And it's at the very bottom of the webpage if anybody really wants to know, because I had a really hard time finding it when they changed their webpage. And so it's at the very bottom, and it says bus schedule. So, and those should be up to date on the Klamath Tribes website. So, and I know that pretty much all the entities have the tribal, these bus schedules too.
Are you expecting any changes in time for the schedule?
No, we can't. We have no more minutes left to be able to stop. So we cannot adjust it anymore. Maybe our Beatty route, maybe we can change that a little bit. But other than that, our bus schedule is firm at the point right now.
Very good. Michelle Carson, Ron Hugolette, the two people in charge of the Quail Trail here at the Klamath Tribes. Thank you for joining me this week on the Klamath Tribes podcast.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.